Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for the Hopeless, written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 9 and 10. When trials come, do you tend to blame God, run away from him, or turn to him? Sometimes I do all three. The mentality of, I'm a child of God, so why am I experiencing this, runs through our minds. So we stomp our feet and demand God fix it, like a little toddler throwing a tantrum. Other times we turn away from faith in him. And sometimes we turn to religious duties of church and decide relationship with God is too risky, so we keep him at arm's length. Hopelessness creeps into our hearts and leaves barrenness in its wake. It strips us of spiritual growth and tempts us to think we are all alone. We reach for independence and self-sufficiency and tuck our disappointments into a little box in our heart. Call me an incurable optimist, but when things seem hopeless, I search for treasure. It's messy and hard, but sometimes it's found when I open the box of my unmet expectations, because God shows me how he's there in the good times and the bad. We don't have to let hopelessness define the situation. God can use our circumstances in our life to refine us if we allow him to draw us to him, have eyes to see him and ears to hear him. Even though turning away from him can be a natural response to our pain, the best response is to turn toward him. Asking him our hard questions and letting him answer them in whatever way he deems right for us is one way we can exchange hopelessness for hope. Our perspective on the purpose of trials may need refinement. God doesn't waste our hurts and disappointments. At times, this is so hard to believe because the devastation we feel overwhelms us. We ask, how can we trust God if he allows so much pain? The answer to this is to look to Jesus and the cross. We can remember what Jesus experienced and realize that redemption comes through pain. When we choose to put our hope in him in the middle of our pain, God helps us exchange hopelessness for hope. Self-sufficiency and independence are helpful traits until they lead us away from reliance on God. Our strength is insufficient for our todays. But when we can walk through this life with our hope planted in God, we begin to rely on Him in new ways. We discover His guidance and His encouragement. He becomes our peace in the chaos. He is our rest when we're weary. When we surrender to Him, we discover immeasurable hope. In this passage from 2 Corinthians, Paul relates the devastating circumstances that led him to feel as though hope were lost. Paul experienced desperate times. He was shipwrecked, stoned, slandered, imprisoned, and yet he continues to urge believers to hope in God. Even those who are faithful and obedient in their walk with God will sometimes face circumstances that threaten their hope. When these kinds of things happen, we don't have to believe that God has abandoned us. Instead, we can remember how severe troubles have happened to God's faithful people throughout history. These men and women can show us how relying on God grows our testimony of His goodness and faithfulness in our lives. When we recall how God is with us through it all, He gives us the hope to endure. He brings us through it. We only need to look to Him in faith. Let's pray. Holy God, I feel hopeless. I don't know why I'm going through this. My world has crumbled and I'm reeling from devastating disappointments. I need You more than ever. I'm sorry for accusing You of abandoning me. Please forgive me for looking to myself or others for hope. You are there and You are for me. Would You please fill me with Your hope and help me fix my eyes on You? I love You and want to live for You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.